collaboration, to many people, is central to Pittsburgh's arts community. In our latest installment of Art from the Ground Up, we have the story of a unique world premiere which happened here recently, the result of the collaborative efforts of a Pittsburgh theater, an artist new to our city, as well as design, fabrication, lighting, and other contributions from a number of Pittsburgh artists. Renee Conrad of the New Hazlett Theater and Alexis Gideon, whose unique vision was realized, recently visited our studios.
This particular idea, I think, came to us first from the fact that there was funding available geared toward investing in professional artists. And we reached out to some of our collaborators that we've worked with before. And one of our collaborators happened to be one of Alexis's collaborators. And she said, you should meet this guy. He's brand new to Pittsburgh. He's amazing. And so when we did meet Alexis and saw his work, which is really unique, we felt like this is a good partnership.
Renee Conrad is the executive director of the New Hazlett Theater. She and her staff work with artists to develop their ideas and bring them to life. Alexis Gideon is a multimedia artist, an accomplished composer and musician whose idea was to combine visuals and narrative to his original music and create an opera.
I've been here maybe 6 or 7 months when I got the email and came into the Hazlett and met with Renee, and wow, what a great idea and what a great fit.
And part of that great fit is the opportunity for collaboration.
One of the things I love most about the art community in Pittsburgh is that it's very approachable. And unlike in some other cities, when someone gets an opportunity, instead of, you know, keeping that opportunity to themselves, they reach out to other artists, even across mediums or across fields. And people want to get other people involved. And I think that enables really exciting new kind of play between different mediums and play between different artists that end up being greater than what could have been happened if an individual had kept all the opportunities for themselves.
The end result? The Crumbling, a 21-minute stop-motion animation video opera set in a surreal, dreamlike town, following the trials of a librarian as she tries to save her city from crumbling down around her. And it's also a live performance with the music being created right in front of the audience.
You start with the research, then there's a story, then there's music. The music then has to become storyboards, which have to become physical objects, which then are manipulated in space and photographs of them are taken, and then that's a projection that then becomes a performance. The audience gets involved and it changes it completely and makes it what it's supposed to be.
It's a really unique experience, the way the video and the live performance of the music was fascinating.
The audience loved it. That is Cynthia Klosky from Butler, and also in attendance was Mike Madden, who lives downtown.
A whole story around stop action and the art that it took to create that, it was fascinating. I thought the combination of art forms was very interesting.
Working with the New Hazlett was like a dream come true. Not only did they provide me with the space to work, but helped and support anything I needed to get done. They were there to brainstorm how to do that. They're always looking for ways to connect artists and to help artists grow and realize things in a very real and practical way, as well as a kind of artistic vision way.
In May, Alexis Gideon is taking The Crumbling to Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Tucson. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.